SBS Radio.
There are quite a few people who are marginalised in community and often have poor physical health as well as mental health problems. People with serious mental illness like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. People who are homeless often have a high rate of those illnesses as well. And, of course, some Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people also have severe mental illness. And the issue for us is that often those people with quite severe mental illnesses already have poor physical health. They often suffer from things like diabetes, heart conditions, are more likely to get cancer and so on. So we're really worried about that as a background, and also about people who are socially isolated and don't have a lot of support being more vulnerable.
Yeah, so you mentioned, because we're talking about this new pandemic, the COVID-19 is actually affects more severely people who are predisposed, like the ones you just mentioned, the ones with diabetes and other illnesses, and the conjunction of that with the virus can have fatal consequences.
Yes, and I think what's important to note is that there's a lot of things that people are talking about is people over 60 being vulnerable, and people over 60 with these comorbid conditions. But for many of the people that I've just mentioned, they're often much younger and still have the same sort of conditions.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we don't make it an age thing. It's about, you know, the problems that people have rather than just saying, well, you'll be okay because you're younger. They, you know, often people don't know how bad their physical health is and might dismiss it as well. So, you know, quite concerned about that group.
Yeah, and one thing that is being talked about everywhere, everyone is hearing about self-isolation, and self-isolation in itself is very hard on everyone in the community, but it can be much, much harder for those suffering from mental illness.
It can be, and I think a couple of things to be concerned about. I think it's really important that we all practice what's now called social distancing rather than self-isolation to try and give it a better name, you know, keeping a distance from people. And then if you are in those groups who are, you know, exposed or at high risk, then social isolation is about being by yourself. It's certainly good for us to do that, but many people find it very trying to be on their own like that. They find it boring.
Yeah.
They miss other contact with other people. They miss activities. And so it's really important that if you do have to self-isolate, you find ways to keep yourself active. I tell people three things. One is to have a really positive plan, like if you've got to do that, what are you going to do in that time? Is there something positive you can do with your time? Like it might be reading or writing or contacting your friends via phone and emails and so on, or it might be planning to do something that you're going to do later, and also looking after your physical health, like making sure you eat properly. Don't turn to drinking or drugs to pass the time away. It's certainly dangerous for people. Even if you're confined, you can still get some exercise. So I think all those things are really important. But the most important one, I think, is contact with other people.
Yeah. But in some communities, this social distancing can be almost impossible. I'm thinking especially in remote Indigenous communities.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And I think that's hard. So those communities are often important about protecting the community by isolating the community from other people, about thinking about the number of visitors who come in. You know, trying to limit that kind of contact. And then even in social situations, people just have to think a bit about maybe for a while I've got to change the way I interact with other people. That instead of touching everybody all the time, you work out a greeting and give them a smile and maybe a nod rather than shaking their hand or patting their back or whatever you might normally do. We all have to just pull ourselves up on that sometimes, I think. If you're not in that very high-risk group and you know, you're just going about your business, it's possible to have good social interactions with people by keeping them, you know, a metre and a half, 2 metres apart. We just have to remember that. I think that's the hardest thing, to remember it.
And what would be your advice now that, the states are taking a lot of severe measures? Tasmania yesterday closed its borders to actually, they just locked themselves like many countries are doing around the world. We didn't think states could do that in Australia, but it's being done. So what would be your advice in these tough conditions?
I think we're all facing very difficult times. I think it's stressful for everybody. You know? There's a lot. People say, oh, don't get worried, but the reality is there's a lot to worry about, isn't there? There's things to be concerned about, and you want to make sure that you and your family and your friends are safe. So my main advice is to follow the messages, to be really careful about the social distancing and keeping keeping that apart. Also, really important about your hygiene, hand washing is really important. The main thing that kills this virus is soap and water. So keeping, and you know that it goes by droplets and come off surfaces, so keeping things clean, keeping that distance so you don't get the droplets from other people, but then washing your hands so you don't transfer it around is really, really, really important. And keeping clear about those messages to make sure that you know what's going on and you don't get caught out. I think a lot of troubles have happened because people haven't listened to the messages and then they've gone away and then they found they can't get back. So I think it's really important to listen to the messages as well.
Yeah. Do you have a website where we can direct some of our listeners?
So we have a website about mental health, which is called Your Health in Mind. It's sort of all one word, Your Health in Mind. And it has information about all kinds of mental illnesses and things that you can do. And there are also, we'll make sure there are links on there to the government websites. There's some really good ones that we have. Right in my work, we have one in the Queensland government about what to do in self-isolation, how to look after yourself. And there's some on the Commonwealth government websites. I will actually send those to you as well. I'll make sure you've got the links.
Yeah. Professor John Allen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Look, thank you so much, and look after yourself and keep safe. And that's my message to everybody, is look after yourself and each other and keep safe so we can get through all this. So thank you very much and all the best.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.